this is your spinal cord. And it goes down and it actually ends kind of around your belly button. And then from there, it's just these open fibers.
That is so weird. It looks like noodles. Oh God. It feels like a lot of rope. A lot of this, like, little smelly, watery rope.
I want to be a surgeon when I'm older, so it's a lot less intimidating than you think it would be.
And they also don't look like brains. They look like little clay pieces.
Yeah.
And they feel like little...
rubbery? And squishy.
The brain is like a, for some reason, it's like a magnet. It just draws people around it. My name's Eric Chudler. I'm a professor in the Department of Bioengineering, and I'm also the executive director of the Center for Sensory Motor Neural Engineering here at the University of Washington. I wasn't able to see the first brain until I was in college. You know, to actually hold a real human brain is quite a moving experience.
My name is Aynul Huda. I work in the Dickinson Lab, and we work with Drosophila melanogaster fruit fly. They're a model organism. Some people in our lab even record from neurons as a fly is flying.
My name is Agata Bozzolo, and I'm a graduate student at the UW.
We study songbirds because we're interested in understanding how animals learn to communicate vocally.
Well, that's actually pretty cool.
Cool.
It's kind of fascinating. I think it's the best field trip I've ever been on.
Along with the researchers, you also heard students from West Mercer Elementary, the Bush School, and Immaculate Conception and Our Lady of Perpetual Help. They were among the 650 students at the Brain Awareness Open House at the UW. I'm Florangela Davila, KPLU News.